Seamus Kearney is our Europe correspondent. Seamus, hello and welcome.
Yes, hello, Catherine.
The EU leaders are getting together. They've been getting together to try and find a vaccine. They are now making an outright call for a global response to COVID-19.
That's right. You know, we've had a lot of concern voiced about this lack of coordination around the globe, really, when it comes to not just tackling, for example, the financial impact and just looking at some of the financial instruments that are going to be needed globally. What we're concerned about is the medical aspect, and this is the coordination, the financing of the search for testing technologies, treatment, and as you say, vaccines. And the aim of this new plan put together by European Union leaders, really hoping to lead the way internationally to bring world leaders together in this fight against COVID-19. The aim really is that is really to make sure that any medical advances that we might see, these are distributed evenly around the world, that it's fair, that it's for the benefit of both rich and poor countries. And, you know, many associations, organizations, charities around the world have been voicing that concern. And so what we have is the EU leaders coming together. Of course, they came up with their own financial packages to cope with the impact, but they said that this other issue, this medical issue, really had to be something that had to be done at a world level. And don't forget, this comes only weeks after we had the US president freezing the funding for the World Health Organization. Of course, we had a lot in the news reports of him attacking the credibility of the WHO. And also now we have the EU leaders vowing their support for the WHO. So in this mission statement for this new project they're launching, they're vowing their support for the WHO. And what we're going to have in concrete terms tomorrow, we're going to be having a video summit. The EU leaders calling this an international pledging conference. And what they want to do is to raise at least 7.5 billion euros. That's just a startup fund. It's really just to kickstart this global fund. And as I say, President Trump, you know, people had been looking towards him perhaps to show some leadership on the world stage. You know, we still don't know whether or not the US, whether Trump is going to take part in that video conference initiative tomorrow. A lot of the officials who are setting that up say that they're still hoping that Trump is going to come up to the plate. Also China, they're talking about China. Even though China's coming in for a lot of flack over this, there are hopes that Beijing is also going to join this global project.
Well, hope is one thing, and the action is quite another. What else is dominance this week in Europe at the moment? Many countries beginning to look towards easing lockdowns, but is it happening with some concern?
There is concern, and, you know, we are having some positive statistics coming out. For example, Italy, Spain, and France just today saying that they're seeing their lowest daily death toll figures now. Those countries all moving towards the easing of restrictions. We now have in Europe, Italy and the UK, the worst affected, both just under 29,000 deaths. Then behind that, Spain and France, about 25,000. And the other bit of news we had here in Europe was Russia. We're still trying to work out what's happening in Russia. Just in one day, 10,000 new infections. Their death toll now at 1,280. But as we say, more and more European nations looking towards the easing of very strict lockdowns we've had. Here in France, for example, just one more week before we start to see some of those restrictions lifted. But, you know, I would say that most nations really still very cautious and grappling with this whole question of how are we going to do it. And, you know, one of the big things that has stood out for me has been this whole debate about the use of masks. It's really a big talking point now. We know that Spain, for example, is now going to be calling on its citizens to wear a mask on all public transport. That's going to be the same in France, as I say, in a week's time. And we have had a lot of EU countries actually making the wearing of a mask mandatory just when people are outside. Others have actually been calling on people to use a mask for shopping if they're in an enclosed space, also on public transport. But there really had been a lot of concern about the messages at the very beginning of the crisis. We had a lot of officials in various countries taking different approaches. You know, some officials were saying that it was useful for the sick, for those caring for the sick, but no evidence of protection for the wearer of a mask in public places. Well, it seems that advice, really, they've gone back on that, and now that's really being the suggestion that's being used in European capitals all across the European Union.
Just a minute to go, Seamus, and there's been a big debate over criticising or critiquing of various governments' responses, particularly during lockdown situations. Europe's no exception to that. Criticisms are pretty quickly jumped on, whether they're in the media or opposition politicians.
Yeah, you know, I would say that I suspect there's going to be official inquiries in many countries across Europe once this is over. And, you know, we have had a lot of articles in the media trying to work out where countries have really perhaps been incompetent or they weren't prepared for this. A lot of governments under fire, a lot of them even bristling at claims coming at this time. They say that this is not the moment. They have to spend all of their energy fighting the crisis. But opposition parties in many countries saying, look, this is the time we have to have a debate, especially when we're looking about how to move forward with the easing of restrictions. And, you know, we did have some mea culpas from the European Commission, from France, for example, but I think there will be a lot more to come.
Thank you very much. Seamus Kearney is our Europe correspondent.